Today on Keeping It Real, Cam tells us about the predicament he's gotten himself into after volunteering to interview applicants for his college alma mater.
My college alma mater admissions office asked if I would interview local applicants and write up something the school could add to the applicant's admission file. I agreed and was sent the names of three applicants and was told to sit back and wait. The applicants would make contact via email. So I waited. Now, I am no longer hip, cool, or young. Those chapters have passed me by, and I need to add that I'm a member of what's known as Generation X. Our reputation is that we can be very cynical. Keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that today's college applicants are members of the iGen, aka Gen Z. Between my generation and the iGen is the millennial generation. So the bottom line is that I'm two generations removed from today's youth culture. There are probably many things I don't know or don't get. All right. The first email came in from a young lady. It was seven sentences long and included two exclamation points. I replied. Her reply came back at three sentences long, two exclamation points, and two grammatical errors in three sentences. Now, I'm of the school that each of us is allocated one annual exclamation point, just one. Instead of exclamation points, choose better words. And what about the two grammatical errors? I've had conversations with people about this, and their comments were, well, you know what I meant, which is true, but is a bad answer. What do I write in my assessment of this young lady who, frankly, I already don't like? And is it wrong of me that I don't like her? Yes, it is. Can I help it? No, I can't. Goodness knows the three different spellings of the word there have tripped up many people, but I now have a small role in placing her in my university. 2 days later, I received an email from the second candidate. No grammatical errors, thankfully, but this young lady lives an hour away, and in her email, she listed the places and times where I could meet her in a location convenient to her, considering her busy schedule. Wow. Now, I'm certain she's perfect and precious, and any school would be lucky to have her. And her parents have told her that since she was a baby, and I'd be lucky to drive 2 hours round trip just to meet her and spend time with her. Good Lord. Again, I've never met her, and I don't like her. So the question, do I let this stuff go? Or should I hold these young ladies accountable to the same standards I was held to back in the day? Well, I've thought long and hard about it, and my answer is yes. I hold them accountable, and no, I don't let it go. The third candidate has yet to reach out. I know nothing about him. He's my favorite so far. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.